Hey everyone, we're taking a blast to the past on today's episode. This is a speech I gave to a class at my alma mater, Tulane University, and it's the story of why I ultimately decided to go to Tulane, and more importantly, what's the difference between annoying and persistence. Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook.
I was in the lobby of the old law school, and Dean Kramer, the dean at the time, came up to me and asked if he could help me. And so I told him what I was looking for, and he said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, I'm not really sure, but I love sports, and I'm interested in international law. And he explained to me the difference of civil and common law and how this place was perfect for an international lawyer. And I told him I wanted to be really rich, and he's like, well, we have a great maritime program, and oil and gas companies pay a lot of money for our lawyers to go work for them, right? And he asked me to lunch, and he took me to Taqueria Corona. Anyone know that place? And he sits down, and he's a big, heavyset guy, and he also was the ex-dean of Georgetown Law School and came here to be dean, which to me meant something. I'm like, that's interesting. This guy's really fun and cool, and why would he choose to leave there to come here? And then he orders two entrees and a bucket of beer. And I'm like, oh, this guy's really cool. And then he said, what do you want? I'm like, oh, he's super cool. But he said one thing when I met him. He said, if you come to Tulane, Dave, I will do anything for you. Right? I will work for you. And in my head, it changed my life, because I realized that's the most powerful thing about what I did. Was in my head, I didn't care what the other law schools were, because none of the other deans would probably even know me, let alone go to bat for me. And my goal was to be rich, which meant I needed to get a job. And I equated backwards and reverse engineering and said, if the dean's recommending me for jobs and recommending me and making sure I get the classes I need and telling professors to put me into the summer, whatever I'm supposed to do, I have the owner of the team is my friend, right? The owner of the team is my friend. You guys hearing what I'm talking about? So I came here. And sure enough, many different things happened in law school that I used the owner of the team for. Classes I won to get into the Greece program, I wanted to do that. My first job, he helped me get. Introduced me to professors, told me which ones, what to do. All that situational knowledge. All because I asked for help. And what I found throughout my life is to get in the habit of asking for help is a crucial thing. I didn't realize that I was borrowing $100,000 to go to law school here. There's a whole bunch of people here that are getting paid to help me. And most of us, me and my friends, never asked for help. Besides the dean who promised to help me, and it's the reason that I went here, and I told him that's the reason I went here, I never asked anyone else. Dean Roberts was here, who's a famous sports lawyer. I never asked anyone else for any help. Career Center people, civil clinic, that I never asked for help. And now that I'm an old guy, I'm like, why don't anyone ask me for help? And why aren't they asking, you know, I was with someone earlier today that wants to go to law school here, and he does really well, and he runs a sports organization. And I said, oh, have you talked to Gabe? No. Why not? Well, I don't want to bother him. I'm like, really? Because they're paying him to help you. Now, I will tell you, most people will help you even if they're not paid. So if you're going to take away one thing from this, is ask for help. Especially from the most powerful people, because the most powerful people got there because someone helped them. They're more likely to help you because they're not projecting any insecurity that nobody ever helped me. It's not true. No one in power could get there by themselves. So they're the most likely people to help you and the most capable people of helping you. The reason that people ask what's the difference between persistency and annoyance is because of fear. Right? There's a need to be offended, a need to be right, a need to be separate, inferior, superior, need for anxiety, a need for anger, all the different needs of the ego. And so that's a difficult question. The only difference between annoying and persistence, can you guess? There's only one difference. It's what you think. You'll annoy people without wanting to annoy. Has anybody ever annoyed someone without trying? You must if you have siblings, family, a friend. I probably have annoyed some of you in here. I'm sorry. I forgive myself. The key is this. Be consistent every day, persistent without quit, and enjoy the pursuit of your potential. If you do that, you will get what you want. Let me tell you one thing that changed my life. No. I had the worst attitude of no. When people, you know, I'm not the best looking guy. I like to go out with girls, so I heard no a lot. I had to learn no, right? I was in sales my whole life. I heard no a lot. And it bothered me every time. It hurt my feelings. I had a need to be offended because I was insecure. And then I decided to switch the whole paradigm of no. I said to myself, you know what? What if I'm only 25 no's from getting what I want? How happy will I be at the first no? How excited by the fifth no? How super stoked would I be on 20 no's? And how ecstatic will I be at 24 no's? What if that was true? You're only 25 no's from getting your dream job. How excited would you be about no? Think about it. Why not take that perspective? Because the truth is, what I've learned in life is you're only so many no's from getting what you want, and you gotta be persistent to get no's. I promise you, I wrote a book, not here, with Jack Canfield. Anyone know who Jack Canfield is? Chicken Soup for the Soul, anyone ever heard of that book? So Jack Canfield and I wrote this book real quick. It's just a pamphlet, Be Unstoppable, How to Create the Life You Love. He's one of my heroes. One of my heroes. I decided to put into practice the two powerful things that I had learned. How can I be of service? And two, do you know anyone that could help me? So I told Jack, hey, can I help you? What do you got going on? He said, well, I have Transformational Leadership Council, Dave. I'm doing this thing down in Costa Rica. Can you help me bring people? I'm like, sure. I said, do you know anyone can help me? I want to do a book to help kids. It needs to be a short book because they don't like to read very long. I want to be able to read it in 15 minutes to change their life. Can you help me? And he said, yeah. And he told me a story. I go, how'd you get the Chicken Soup for a Soul sold to 500 million books? Second most sold book next to the Bible. He said, oh, well, 300 publishers over a period of 4 years told me no. The philosophy of no, you got to get excited because every time you get a no, you're not farther away, but you're closer to getting what you want. That's what should excite you. It's like a butterfly. You know, does everyone know why a butterfly breaks out of a cocoon? It's so by the time it's like perfectly and magically perfect of the universe makes a butterfly break out of a cocoon because as soon as it's strong enough to break through the cocoon, it's strong enough to fly. In fact, if you would cut the cocoon to let it out, you'd kill the butterfly. A lot of people would say that's what parents are doing to us today. They're not letting us suffer or strengthen ourselves. The universe was strengthening Jack Canfield to be persistent and annoying to write the number one best-selling book series of all time, Chicken Soup for the Soul. How much do you really want it? Extraordinary doesn't come with ordinary persistence.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.